to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
That's right. You know who's coming back? Back. Congress is coming back. 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 Coming back from the summer recess. Get down to business here, you know. We've got Labor Day's now passed. We got to get down to business.
Time to do some work, guys.
That's right. David Drucker is the senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, you know, having covered Congress in the past, I always thought that this time, from Labor Day to the election, it is so fraught with a bunch of misdeeds on behalf of Congress, because it comes at a time when Congress, quite frankly, will try to take any little thing and turn it to political advantage prior to the elections.
Yeah, they will. No, I got it. They'll do that, and I expect them to do that over the next few weeks. And one big way that they can do that is hold hearings into Clinton's email server or the Clinton Foundation. They control both houses of Congress, and that's a big tool they have in their quiver over the next, you know, 3-4 weeks that they're going to be in before they get out of town for the election.
Do you think they'll do that for sure?
Well, nothing's for sure, just because they have to agree on what to hold hearings into. They have to allow the time. They've got their own political considerations. But I'm sure they're going to do, I mean, I don't know this yet for a fact, but I think common sense suggests that they are going to do something. And they've indicated they plan to do something. And so I think that's what we can expect.
David, Zika is obviously a big concern. Florida Governor Rick Scott has complained a little bit about the federal government not stepping up to the plate to do their jobs on an issue. There was some, you know, criticism of Congress not finishing the job on doing something for Zika before leaving for recess. We're seeing now that there may be some shifting of money out of Planned Parenthood and some Ebola research to fund Zika research. Is that going to set up a battle on Capitol Hill with Democrats taking money out of Planned Parenthood?
Well, I don't know. You know, Congress did approve money for Zika before they left town, but the Democrats didn't like it, so they, like, we shouldn't say they approved. They blocked it. Democrats blocked it in the Senate. So House Republicans moved through the House money for Zika. Senate Republicans were ready to go with that bill. The Democrats didn't like it, disagreed with it. And so nothing happened. So I just wonder if Republicans will move the same bill and say, look, why are you blocking money for Zika if it's that important? So this is the one area I think if we're going to see anything get to the president's desk, one way or the other, it could be on Zika, because you've got a lot of members of Congress from Florida that are Democrats that have to go home and explain this stuff. So maybe nothing happens because the Senate's in play and it's an election year. If the Republicans do something messagey like move money from Planned Parenthood, it's not whether, you know, it's right or wrong. I just don't think that that'll get to the president's desk. If they move the, you know, if they try and move the bill that they did before the recess, you know, I think it's possible Democrats in the Senate could relent. Although it's hard to tell.
Let me ask you about gun control, which may take some gun control measure might take place in the House of Representatives, but it's an unusual measure. Talk a little bit about what might happen, and is it sort of a peace offering to Democrats who had that big sit-in on the House floor in June?
Well, you know, the only talk I've heard so far is possible reprimand for the sit-in because it went against House rules. This close to the election, you're not going to see any sort of compromise on an issue like gun control, either from the right or the left, or just, you know, more gun restriction legislation, however you want to refer to it. This is something obviously Republicans are passionate about. It's something Democrats are passionate about. And there's no incentive on an issue like this to give when everybody's got to go home.
I was thinking specifically about the counterterrorism bill, which says that would prevent suspected terrorists from buying guns. This is something the speaker has said might happen.
Yeah, my sense, though, is that if they couldn't do it before the summer, they're not going to do it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm aware of this legislation and what's in it. And, you know, you could make, in a sense, a case that you can reach an agreement on this that satisfies all sides, but it's so politically radioactive on the right and the left
right.
that I just don't see how it happens.
I think that, too, you'll see a lot of pushback on that from both the ACLU and the NRA in the sense that if you're not going to reform the terror watch list or the terror no-fly list, then you can't really
right.
prevent people yeah. from buying guns without, you know, ruining their due process rights. So that's something that probably won't
Katie's
move much.
Right, yeah. I think Katie's right on that. There are just so many issues attached to this that haven't been refined or fixed yet politically or substantively. I just don't see how they get there.
All right, IRS commissioner.
So, look, this is an easy one for House Republicans to do, but it takes time and it takes focus. Not that they can't focus. In other words, though, what are you going to do with your time between now and the end of the month? You've got to get a continuing resolution spending bill taken care of before they leave town. It's one thing that has to get done no matter what. You want to focus on Hillary Clinton and her issues. And so at the end of the day, I don't know if this leaves time for Koskinen. It's an
yeah, and speaking of, we should explain Koskinen. There's some people who would like to impeach him.
Yeah, and it's a no-brainer for Republicans. Politically, the issue is, can you get the floor time and the legislative time and when you have all these other things that you want to do?
Well, I think there's been some question, though, about whether leadership has been willing to move forward with this impeachment. I mean, they pushed it all summer before the recess, and there was some, you know, there was some stuff coming out of House Freedom Caucus about leadership not wanting them to move forward with the impeachment and feeling like they were being stonewalled on that.
I don't think it's an issue of leadership not wanting to impeach Koskinen. I don't think anybody's going to get, I don't think you lose by getting rid of the head of the IRS. For most Republicans, you know, they're in Republican-leaning districts. This is not really an issue, and even in the swing districts, no voter is going to vote against a Republican because somehow, you know, why would you dare get rid of Koskinen? I think it's the issue of trying to focus your message and your time. I think it's possible House Republican leaders see less value compared to the other things that they want to get done. But, you know, like I said, we'll see.
And there's plenty of heavy lifting in just getting the appropriations bills passed.
Yeah, well, that's where you're just going to do a continuing resolution, and that's going to be the end of that. You know, the battle is, you know, Democrats are going to want in the Senate, are going to want a different bill than Republicans want. And so you're going to end up having to have some sort of compromise there. And they're probably going to all try and just do it and get out of town.
Because oh, man.
It's not an issue in this case of, you know, pushing things to the limit and Republicans being willing to go past December 30th. I mean, everybody wants to be home campaigning in October. Nobody wants to be here no matter what.
They don't want to, they're here,
motivation.
But they really don't want to
really
be here.
They're really going to leave as soon as they can.
Yeah, they want to be back home. All right, David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, thank you so much.
Anytime.